Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Jim, of course, is also the author of The Morning Jolt on NationalReview.com. And, boy, that took on a different meaning yesterday, although I guess it was technically in the afternoon. But we'll talk about the East Coast earthquake a little bit later in our conversation. Jim, first of all, we've seen some pretty encouraging polls. We always have to throw out the caveat. Election day is over a year away. But now a new poll, specifically in Florida, has some very grim news for the president, as well as Senator Nelson, and some pretty encouraging news for Republicans, so long as they don't screw things up in the next year plus. Now, it is a Republican firm, Magellan Strategies, but according to this poll, the vast majority, not surprisingly, think the country's on the wrong track. By a 20% margin, 57 to 37%, they both think that Obama is not doing a good job and that he doesn't deserve to be reelected. Usually those numbers don't line up quite that automatically, but they do apparently in this survey. Mitt Romney would beat Barack Obama there. Even Michelle Bachmann would beat him there. Rick Perry would. Bill Nelson is only at 27% approval, which is less than the number of people have no opinion of him. So I guess he's either doing really, really badly or still has a chance to make up some ground. This was a state, obviously, that 11 years ago went right down to the wire, a state 3 years ago that Barack Obama won. If this is what's going to be happening in some of the bellwether states, things are looking real, real good.
It is, and it's one of those things where I guess I'm of the mindset that if it seems too good to be true, be a little wary of it. Right. The circumstances rarely line up precisely right for you. It's worth noting some of the polling in early fall of 2010 looked super-duper fantastic for Republicans, and they still had a really good election night, but a couple of the races slipped through their fingers. Remember, for a while, it looked like Barney Frank was going to go down, and Sharon Engel had a lead, et cetera, et cetera. So, keep in mind that there is such a thing as peaking too early. Secondly, I guess what's interesting about this is that we will know probably in the not-too-distant future when some other firm comes out with results of this. I mean, Obama's numbers in Florida have been pretty soft for a while. This is a state that got hammered in the real estate bubble popping. Economy is having troubles there. Rick Scott has been having his hands full trying to reduce government spending there. And so it's been the circumstances for an incumbent president to do really badly in Florida are there. I think what makes the Magellan Strategies poll stand out is that it looks like it's down one notch from what we'd seen. We'd seen Obama with an approval rating in the low 40s and a reelection rate somewhere in there, and to have him in the high 30s would make it look his chances there all but doomed as we get closer to Election Day. Now, we'll see. Maybe this is an outlier. Maybe their sample is too heavily Republican, or maybe they just caught everybody on a particularly cranky day when everybody's getting ready for a hurricane or something. There are a whole bunch of things that can make a poll look a little bit different than what the actual mood of the electorate is. Having said that, if you're a Republican, you feel pretty darn good about your opportunity to win Florida come November 2012.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There is a little bit of sobering news here for the three Republicans they matched up with the president. Both Romney and Bachmann had higher unfavorables than favorables, and Rick Perry's favorable was just higher than his unfavorable. So all have some PR work to do as they get ready for that critical primary down there, which comes after, of course, that first wave of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. So a lot of work to do on both sides, but certainly reason for at least some optimism in a state with now 29 electoral votes, and it's absolutely indispensable for a Republican win next year. So on to Martinis 2 and 3, which are linked. And to no surprise, Jim and I are going to be talking about what I believe, Jim, is certainly the first earthquake I have ever felt. And I'm guessing, since you're an East Coast guy, too, that it's probably the first you've ever felt. But the interesting thing, in addition to watching the reaction here in Washington, where a half inch of snow paralyzes the city, we got it once again in reaction to a relatively minor quake in terms of what we felt here. Closer to the epicenter, obviously, there was more damage. But also, literally in my inbox within minutes from these liberal interest groups talking about the instability of nuclear power, we can't have it near fault lines. This is the time how we need to invest in infrastructure because earthquakes obviously could cause some damage. Do these people just have these press releases ready to go and the odd chance an East Coast earthquake is going on here? It's amazing how just ready they are to pounce on anything to try and spin it in a way that doesn't even make sense, given the fact that the nuclear plants on the East Coast responded just fine. And as far as we can tell, except for a couple of problems at the National Cathedral and maybe the Washington Monument, the infrastructure held up just fine.
Greg, I'm sure they would have sent that out quicker, except the keyboard, the send button was shaking. So that's what held it back that long. You know, this is the nature of our political debate today. As a reporter, I'm sure you get deluged with press releases. And my suspicion is that, I mean, almost 90-some percent of press releases that you and I receive are in the vein of, here's how today's events prove what I've been saying all along is right. It's almost a Mad Lib. If your belief is that we need to wire every classroom to the internet, then clearly yesterday demonstrated why we need to wire every classroom to the internet. If there are hailstones tomorrow, this explains, you know, I'm sure you've heard the Rush Limbaugh routine about the 500 things that different phenomena have been attributed to global warming.
Right.
You know, this is what the argument style of the day is. I think after a while, people tune it out. I think there is a certain craven opportunism to take something like this and to say, aha, this is why we need to do this. And I think you're right. It seems like the panic is going, even when there is you know, really no particular need to panic. Allegedly, we've had aftershocks, and I haven't felt any. I will note, though, Greg, that you said this was indeed the first of my life that I ever could feel. I was over in Turkey for 2 years, and allegedly they had them, but I never really felt any of them. With this one, a lady who was right next to me when it occurred said, I'm not from around here. Do you get earthquakes often? And I said, no. And I said, this was not an earthquake. Flat out certain that there was no way this could be an earthquake. We're on the East Coast. The East Coast doesn't have earthquakes. So sometimes your first assessment is not always the correct one. Thankfully, it all turned out. And if it is indeed a very cynical world of political messaging, but this is the world we live in. If there's a way to change it, Greg, I'm all ears.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get away from it anytime soon. Just fascinating to watch how that can be spun politically. Of course, the only one who didn't spin it politically was the president, who just decided to go to the next tee. So that was
in a way, like, you know, usually we like to, you know, I couldn't believe when Obama didn't address the country for 3 days after the attempted bombing of that flight in Detroit. For once, I really don't have a problem with Obama not flipping out or not rushing to the cameras or not, you know, actually, you know what? This really wasn't that bad a deal. I'm not going to be upset about it. My understanding, though, is that he was on the golf course when this occurred, took his conference call about how they were responding on the golf course, but he let the earthquake shake his ball closer to the hole. And I think that's a one-stroke penalty myself.
Well, it might be. You know, that's the Caddyshack philosophy there. Just let the ground shake until it goes in the hole. In terms of Homeland Security, that was a fun response. I believe the official word was, don't call us if something was going wrong, which is a really good lesson from Katrina and other things. Don't rely on the government to do things for you, and your life will be a whole lot simpler and more productive. Let's hope even more people learn that lesson following yesterday. As far as my own issues here, we got a kind of a soft rumble here just outside of Washington where I am. You're not that far away from me. It's probably about the same for you. The thing that I found fascinating and with social media these days is not to be much of a surprise, is just how fast the joke started flying about how this was Bush's fault, since, you know, fault and earthquakes and so forth. My personal favorite, though, in addition to if the Washington Monument is tilting, MSNBC says it's to the left, Fox News says it's to the right. But my all-time favorite is clearly this wasn't an earthquake. It was just the founding fathers literally rolling in their graves because of what they're seeing this country going through right now.
All of them were pretty good. I think obviously there were a lot of people who said the Washington Monument's tilting. Olive Pundit of Hot Air quickly said, look, can someone just go take a picture of the Washington Monument to show us that it's fine? So naturally, I found a picture from a sci-fi film of the Washington Monument crumbling, posted that to Twitter, and two people did ask if it was real. I would think that the, you know, if the only place you're hearing that the Washington Monument is crumbling to the ground is from me, then you can probably guess that it's a joke. I'm not going to get that scoop before everyone else in the entire world. So glad we could have some, you know, some laughs with it. Sounds like no serious injuries or deaths or anything. So when you have something like that, we can, you know, kind of chuckle and go. Always good to leave, you know, I like to leave my listeners shaken and stirred.
Yes, exactly right. And the West Coast laughing at us since it didn't even hit six. And I think that's what it takes to get their attention. So glad we all made it through. Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us Thursday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.